It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you this week's gift giver, Envirotech International. My first business in direct sales, selling waterless car wash. Courtney and I became independent distributors for Envirotech International March 27th, 1995. At that time, she was working as a CPA, and I was working on my master's degree in clinical psychology at LaSalle University. I had created $25,000 worth of credit card debt, as well as $25,000 worth of student loans going from my master's degree, only to find out that it was worth about $8 an hour in the job market. Needless to say, $50,000 in unsecured debt, $8 an hour in the job market. At 25 years of age, Courtney and I were starting out way behind the eight ball. And most of that was due to yours truly because of my years in college as Good Time Jerry. So my big business plan, my answer to this mountain of debt was to get Courtney to support me 100% financially. I mean, after all, she was a CPA. I grew my hair long and I was following the Grateful Dead. That's what I was doing. The moment that Patrick Mays, who you met back in volume 23, showed Courtney and I a bottle of waterless car wash in a company called Envirotech International. It was Courtney who would see the ability to make several hundred dollars almost effortlessly. And since we were using Visa to pay off MasterCard and MasterCard to pay off the other Visa and the Discover cards, and we were playing change the telephone game. Remember when you used to get $50 to switch from AT&T to MCI? We would switch our phone just to get a $50 check. So it was Courtney who saw the opportunity to change the current trend of having more month at the end of the money to getting into the position where we would have more money at the end of the month. Me, Good Time Jerry, I was not particularly interested right at the beginning, but I was eating pasta and water every night. And if Courtney felt like she could make a couple extra $100, of course I was for that. So Courtney, in the dead of tax season, followed the company plan and made time every day to demonstrate that product for anybody that would watch. At our company, we called it squirting the dirt three times a day and watching your business grow. The notion that if you showed three people a day, you were meeting 90 people a month. And it was a sales plan that propelled that company to well over $50 million in sales in the years that we were with them. And before I knew it, Courtney was bringing $100 home, $200 home. People were coming to our home and walking away with cases of waterless car wash. It was Courtney's spark that created the waterless car wash bonanza from 1995 through 2000. And it was Courtney who would inspire me to action that would propel an overwhelmingly exciting, successful direct selling career for the past 18 years. I began it by cleaning cars in parking lots. I would go to corporate centers with the waterless car wash and I would introduce myself and I would give them hand washes and waxes on the premises, less expensive than any detail shop could do it, but just as fantastic a job. I hustled so much in that first 30 days, I cleaned enough cars to make $5,000. But that was hard work and that was not direct sales. Direct sales, of course, was finding other people who wanted to represent a fantastic product to make an income working from home. So Courtney and I joined forces with John and Chris Butcher, who you met back in volume 26, and we began building our sales organization. And what we quickly found is that because the product was so good and so retailable that we could show people $100, $300, $500 in their very first month. So people came aboard, people stayed aboard because they supplemented their income from the get-go. The greatest upfront money-making opportunity in the history of direct sales. Courtney and I were the youngest double diamond directors, and because our business grew so fast, we were offered the opportunity to sell that business in 1998 and move to Las Vegas, Nevada, and learn how to run a direct selling company. And those 5 years with Envirotech International and the work we did there eliminated our $50,000 worth of debt and created for us a life of complete debt freedom, including our wooded 10-acre homestead we call the Land of Hope and Dreams in the rolling hills and gentleman's farmland of Chester Springs, Pennsylvania, all by our early 30s. And over the next several weeks, you'll meet many of the cronies, companions, partners, and friends from Envirotech International from that experience that gave me the gifts who taught me the lessons that allowed Courtney and I to discover the skills, the talents, and develop our business acumen and the art of business relations that open doors and windows to a tidal wave of options and opportunities, allowing us to find those levels of success. And I tell you that if a guy who was following the Grateful Dead can learn these things, you can too. And it's not complicated. It's simple to build and live what I like to call a very good life. That is simply a life, my life, your life, in which we can do more and more things on our own terms, where we simply have more options, more choices, more freedom, and find ourselves less and less acquiescing to options because we have few choices. So thanks, EnviroTech International, for opening my eyes to really what a very good life is. And simply, that's just doing more things on your own terms. And I'm excited to share with you just a handful of the wonderful gift givers that came out of those years that gave Courtney and I back then and even still today the gift of a very good life. And thank you for listening. And never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.